Hey everyone, welcome back to the Dyslexic Signal. I'm Lauren Devine, and I'm so excited you're here. Today, we're stepping into the creative zone, that space where ideas bend, twist, and break the mold, just like the minds of so many incredible people with dyslexia. You've probably heard that dyslexic people think outside the box, but what does that really look like in action? In this episode, we're discussing neurodivergent creativity, how individuals with dyslexia are reshaping art, design, and entrepreneurship through bold ideas and visual brilliance. From painters to fashion designers, app creators to brand strategists, dyslexic minds are doing more than coping. They're leading, and today you'll hear how. Research shows that many individuals with dyslexia have enhanced visual spatial reasoning, strong big picture thinking, and outside the box problem solving skills. A 2018 study from MIT found that the brains of individuals with dyslexia often rely on global processing, focusing on the whole rather than the parts. This thinking leads to innovative and creative breakthroughs. This isn't about succeeding despite dyslexia. It's often because of it. Think about it. Seeing unexpected connections between ideas, solving problems in non-linear, intuitive ways, designing with empathy and experience. These are real cognitive strengths that thrive in creative fields. Let's meet some amazing dyslexic creatives. Amina Svas is Orsin and Ing, visual artist.
I always thought in pictures. Words just slowed me down. Now, I use bold layered imagery to tell stories that words can't.
Amina's exhibit, Layered Silence, turned her experience with dyslexia into a sensory-rich visual journey. Jordan, graphic designer.
I use dyslexia as my design compass. I see user flow differently. I don't just make things pretty, I make them intuitive.
Jordan's branding studio collaborates with companies to create visual identities that are both neurodiversity friendly and inclusive. Luis, startup founder.
I couldn't follow the business textbooks, so I started building from instinct. Turns out, that's a pretty powerful business model.
Luis created a visual-first productivity app because he couldn't find tools that worked for how his brain processed information. Now it serves over 50,000 users. Here's what's powerful. Each of those stories started with a struggle, but creativity came when they began working with their dyslexia, not against it. Here's how you can start doing the same. Lean into visual thinking. Use tools like mind mapping apps, sticky notes, whiteboards, or Miro to enhance your productivity. Embrace messiness. Creativity is not linear. Let the process be flexible. Pair with partners. Many dyslexic creatives thrive in collaborative spaces. You can utilize tools specifically designed for you. Speech to text, visual planners, sketch apps, they're your co-creators. Stop apologizing. Your method is not broken. It's just different. Creativity flourishes when you stop forcing your mind to follow someone else's path and start building your own. Before we wrap up, I want to share a resource I've personally explored that can make a big difference, whether you're a parent, educator, or someone navigating your learning journey. It's called Learning Success, and it's changing how we think about educational therapy. This platform makes it easier to support struggling students without the need for expensive tutoring or long wait lists. Think of it as having an occupational therapist and learning coach on demand. Whether your student deals with dyslexia, ADHD, dyscalculia, or general learning challenges, Learning Success uses modern, neuroscience-backed techniques to improve focus, memory, and confidence. Features include easy-to-follow daily brain training exercises, learning difficulty analysis and testing, emotional intelligence and growth mindset courses. And best of all, they believe that brains can change. Visit learningsuccess.ai REF40 to start your journey today. Let's talk business. 35% of U.S. entrepreneurs have dyslexia. Why? Because dyslexic thinkers see untapped opportunities, build teams early and delegate, focus on vision over perfection, invent better solutions out of necessity. From Richard Branson to local creative founders, many dyslexic entrepreneurs are living proof that differently wired minds are engineered for innovation. If I couldn't read the manual, I'd build something better instead. Let's stop asking dyslexic kids if they can keep up. Let's ask what they'll build instead. So what's the message today? Creativity is your signal. It's how you make sense of the world, how you share ideas, how you lead change. Your dyslexic brain isn't less, it's wired for vision. Whether you're sketching, solving, building, or dreaming, keep doing it your way. That's how brilliance happens. Thanks for joining me for another powerful episode of The Dyslexic Signal. If this sparks something in you, please share it. Email us at hello@thedyslexicsignal.com. We'd love to feature your art, ideas, and journey. Next week, we're heading into the classroom to talk advocacy, how to get the accommodations you or your child needs, and create learning environments that empower. Until then, keep creating, keep shining, and never stop sending out your signal.